This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. It does sound weird when I keep saying that without the counterpoint of the professional makeup artist. Might need to work on that. The counterpoint of the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield, is not with us today, but she will be with our next episode, which I'm going to tell you about a little bit later. But for today, very, 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 very excited to finally share with you our interview with Shantae Lundy, the founder of Black Girl Sunscreen. Now, we've had this in the bank for like a minute. So I was like, should we wait until it's sunny? And it's like, no, because you should be using sunscreen all of the time, as we all know. And Shantae's story is really interesting and the product is really fantastic, which was genuinely really excited to have her on the pod because I have been using the sunscreen for almost a whole year now and I really like it. Anyway, we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the interview. For now, I want to go through some new news with you. I'm sorry, I just had a Zoom with someone from Doncaster, which is where I'm from, and I've gone dead Yorkshire. Jeff fully went in the room. I went in Jeff's room after I'd had the talk, and he was like, I don't understand what you're saying. So if I sound extra Yorkshire, that's why. Picking up on new news. Now, I mentioned these last episode in new news and said I would review them if I got good feedback from the variety of people I asked for feedback from, and that is the Hourglass Vanish Blush Sticks. And kind of pleased to report, I guess. It feels weird because I still feel really weird about Hourglass and their approach to different skin tones, but maybe this is a good sign of the tide turning because general feedback on these is that they're really good. I personally have tried three of them. Obviously, my skin tone is very forgiving to blush because it's very pale, so you only have to like blow pink talc at my face and I look like I've got a face full of blusher. Please don't do that, but you could. But basically, I tried three of the shades. I tried Sacred, which is a coral peach, Revel, which is a warm scarlet, and Adore, which is a vibrant berry, and I loved all of them. Could absolutely use all of them. And then there is Wonder, which is a soft peach. Devoted is a dusty rose. And Loyal is rosewood. And I'm pretty sure I could use all of those too. They were just all a little bit more peachy, golden toned, which I tend not to prefer on my skin. I like brighter, cleaner pinks because I'm a cool tone person. Revel was the only one that was a bit like, I'm not sure, because it is a very true bright red. I would love it in a lip color on me, but I'm not sure it was totally working for me as a blush. But you know, it's fine. But I talked to some people who I'd asked to try them out or people I knew were trying them out with darker skin tones than mine. And general consensus is the pigment is good and it does show up on darker skin tones. So we like that. My only, not even complaint, because like it's not really a complaint. My only feedback is that I don't feel like they last super well. They're very emollient. The pigment is really rich. So you only need a tiny bit and you have to sort of build very slowly, which is, you know, very standard with blush, especially cream blush products, because it's easier to add more than to take it away. But for $46, I think I would like it to last a little bit longer. That said, it's a luxury product. It's not pretending that it isn't. It's Hourglass. And it's gorgeous. So if you're looking for a cream blush in really beautiful colors that has really gorgeous true pigment, blends out like a dream, and 24-hour wear time isn't on your agenda, like if you're happy to retouch it before the end, before going out at night or middle of the day maybe, depending on how oily your skin might be, then these are winners for you. I mean, cream blushes traditionally aren't the longest lasting product in the makeup bag, but yeah, really, really lovely, showing up well on skin tones. Would love to see more deeper shades for darker skins. Fingers crossed that's in the works. Next thing that I would like to talk to you about, and I'm getting this quickly before it sells out, because it is kind of, it's a bit sneaky to tell you about it because I know it's already sold out and I'm waiting to find out if it's coming back in stock. But as I record this, there is stock in the US. So if you're interested in this, order it now. And this being the Patty Dubrov Makeup Essentials Kit for Beauty Pie. I'm sure you've seen this. It's been all over social media. Lots of people have been posting it. Beauty Pie kindly sent this to us to test out. And honestly, it's absolutely gorgeous. Patty Dubrov is an amazing makeup artist, someone I love. I love her work. I was really shocked to learn that she hasn't collaborated with a brand on product before. She hasn't worked with any brands before, which seems crazy to me when she is such an A-list, well-known celebrity makeup artist. She works with Margot Robbie. She's worked with Gwyneth Paltrow. She worked with Britney in the, I think, in the circus era, in the womanizer era. She worked with Britney. I mean. Anyway, I think she's incredible. So I was really excited to see this case. And I love what Beauty Pie do. I love Beauty Pie's products. So this was very cool. And the kit itself is a gorgeous makeup bag, one of the very trendy right now, but the transparent bag with like leatherette edging detailing, so you can see what's inside it, which is magic. And then the products inside, there's an eye shadow, a brush, an eyeliner, a mascara, a lip liner, a lip gloss, and a highlighter stick. Did I say the blush already? I'm not professional, as you know. But it's really lovely. All the products are lovely. Three of the products you can buy separately. So if the kit is still sold out and isn't coming back in stock anytime soon, you can get the Wonder Gel Longwear Lip Liner in Foxy and the Color Balm Stick in Sexy Berry, which I have to say genuinely is gorgeous. Those Color Balm Sticks are all amazing. I have yet to find one I don't like. They make your lips look plush and glossy and pouty and just fresh. And we just got new CDC guidelines in the US to say that if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask outside as long as you're in a non-crowded environment. So hello, lip glosses. I have missed you. It is time for those sticks. I'm very excited about it. And of course, the Uber Volume Boost Velvet Formula Mascara is available all the time when it's in stock on Beauty Pie. So just very into all the products. My favorite product, I have to say, and I really hope this is going to come in as a permanent product because I'm going to need it, is the Velvet Veil Lid Brightening Shadow. And its shade is Dough, which is a cool toned matte brown. It's gorgeous. If you think of a MAC paint pot, you know, everyone knows Groundwork by MAC as a paint pot. Groundwork's never been quite the right shade for me. It's a little bit too deep, a little bit too warm-ish, kind of. I'm very, very pale and very, very cool toned. Dough is perfect. It looks just like natural shadow. So you can use it as a base, just as a one and done all over. And you just look like a cleaner, fresher, brighter version of yourself. You can use it as a base and put powder over the top and it will last forever. It makes an amazing base. Or you can build it up a little bit and make a smokier eye with it. It's really beautiful. It's stunningly, it's so lovely. And one of those really easy, difficult to mess it up shadows, which I love because I'm really good at messing things up. Much like how I keep messing up this podcast with my allergies. Sorry if I sound croaky. I'm totally okay. Fully vaccinated, friends. Cause for celebration. But yeah, allergies in LA are nuts at the moment. Anyway, moving on. More exciting new news. Pat McGrath has a new product. Woo! I'm saying woo, and then it's ages since I bought anything from Pat McGrath. I think I kind of came to the conclusion that it's overpriced, which seems to be a conclusion she may have come to as well, because I feel like there's always a sale on her website. Because she can't really just lower the prices, but it seems like there's always a sale on her website one way or another. But new products anyway, exciting addition to the line, Divine Blush Collection. 9 shades. You know it's going to be gorgeous. You know it's going to be nice. I'm sure it's going to be great. We will check them out. We will let you know when there is more information to share, other than the fact that they are going to exist. But I know people are going to be going crazy for them. They're in lovely black packaging, gorgeous embossed product. There's more product to come with it. There's an eyeshadow quad, a highlighter quad, a couple of new lipsticks, a couple of glosses. But it's really all about the launch of the blushes, which are coming at the end of May to the Pat McGrath website and presumably to Sephora and other retailers shortly after that. If you are looking to spend considerably less money on blushes, happy to report new news from Colourpop, who we haven't heard from in a while. I mean, not that we haven't heard from them, they are just churning out product like nobody's business, but we haven't talked about them in a while. I'm excited to tell you about this because I am really into these products. It's the Colourpop are launching a bunch of new quads. So I guess I'm so used to thinking of Colourpop as Super Shock Shadows, Super Shock products and the little round pots. And now they're going all in on quads and everything looks like the Dior Backstage collection. So I'm not upset about this at all. But they're starting with eye quads and blush quads. The blush quads are five different options. And hello, bigger brands with, well, not necessarily bigger brands, but brands that have a lot more money, maybe you should pop over and look at these Colourpop quads because the colours in here are gorgeous and super diverse and representative of all different skin tones. They're absolutely beautiful. The quads include three different finishes, so you will get a mixture of matte pressed powder blush, satin pressed powder blush, and Super Shock highlighters. This I find really interesting that they're going to put the Super Shock highlighter in just a quad packaging, because the thing with Super Shock highlighter, right, is it needs to be kept airtight to keep it moist and keep the texture. So I'm curious about this, how it's going to work. Obviously, the price is going to be right because it's Colourpop, so we're not worried about that. And they're launching April 29th, which is really, 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 really soon. So pumped about this. Very, very, very exciting. They all look really gorgeous. As I said, there's five options, so sure to be something for everyone. And then looking at the eye quads, they are similar packaging, similar backstage. There's also eye quads and eye quince. Quince aren't a word, are they? Do you remember the toys, quince? That was a toy, like in the 80s or the 90s. I'm old. Hi. The 5-pan palettes look very similar to the Natasha Denona 5-pan palettes. The colours are very different. They're all in a different colour story. So there's green, red, pink, blue, and purple. But the quads are very... I don't want to... I always say this. You know where I'm always going. It's a very Tom Ford vibe with the colours in it. There's two shimmers and two mattes in every palette. And there's definitely... They're very much on the neutral end of the spectrum. There's two that are pinkier and one that's sort of a pinky, lavendery neutral. And then three that are very much in the brown neutral family. But they just all look gorgeous. And they're $9 each, which is... very reasonable compared to some people's quads. Very reasonable compared to some people's quads, says Nana. So yeah, I'm really into these and I am going to order a bunch of them. We cannot get hold of Colourpop PR for love nor money. They just won't acknowledge that we exist. So that's nice. I've only been doing this several years. but I'll just order them and then we'll tell you whether or not they're any good, won't we? Two new skincare bits I want to tell you about because I've been sent these and really impressed with some of it and curious about the other. One is Juno. Josie Moran skincare has been around for like forever now, and I don't mean to sound unprofessional, but for like forever, but like forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. And they just launched the Argan Pro Retinol Eye Cream, and it's really lovely. So remember when argan oil first came out, and Josie Moran was really one of the first brands that got on top of that, and they were backing it and pushing it. And all of the products I've ever used from Josie Moran, I've really loved. And then it is a brand that just completely fell off my radar, but it's just still ticking along very nicely, doing its business, doing what it does best. And I really, really like this eye cream. I've gone quite hard on eye creams lately after my entire life of being like, I don't believe in eye creams, just use moisturizer. My under eye area just started getting really, really, really dry. And the sides of my eyes. So not like I don't really have crow's feet, so to speak, but I was getting like dry patches at the sides of my eyes. So I started using eye cream and now I have a bunch that I love and are in constant rotation, including the Olay, the new collagen Olay eye cream. I really like that. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the Josie Moran Argan Pro Retinol Eye Cream in a gorgeous little pink box. It's gorgeous. I'm opening it right now for ASMR treats. And then it's in this really nice sort of red pink jar with a rose gold cap that makes it stand out in your bathroom cabinet, which I appreciate because everything in there right now seems to be white with black print. So I really like this. It's got a nice weight to it. It's got a nice heft. Would make a lovely Mother's Day gift if we are in the US Mother's Day market. But I really, really like it. The texture is gorgeous. It absorbs very quickly. And I'm just a big fan. I'm liking everything. So I appreciate them getting back to us and letting us know that this is back. I'm using it. This is bad. I shouldn't be using it while I'm talking to you. Listen, would you like to hear the jar? This is my ASMR moment. Harry's not here to rein me in. So we're doing it. We're doing the ASMR. Sorry. But no, I really, really like the juice in the tin. It's got sort of a slight sheen to it, almost like the Origins ginseng cream, that it's got that just reflect on it that makes the skin look really pretty and juicy. Not quite sparkle, but just a brightening effect. And it's quite cooling to the skin. It feels quite rich at first when you touch it, but it just absorbs immediately. It makes the nicest base for makeup. Kind of reminds me as well of the new Bobbi Brown vitamin enriched base for eyes, but it's got that sort of shimmery finish to it, which that one hasn't. Not shimmery, you know what I mean? Just a brightening. It's really lovely. That's all you need to know. One last bit of new news before we jump to our interview with Shantae. And these are two new launches from Elemis. Now, you know how I feel about Elemis. You know how I feel. You know how we feel as a pod. Warm and fuzzy, warm and fuzzy. So the two new drops are the Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Moisture Essence. Nothing to dislike about this. Nothing to hate. If you like an essence and you're an essence user and you're an Elemis fan, this is a dream come true. I am very excited to use this. The directions are use morning and evening after cleansing and toning. Obvs, it's an essence. Lightly shake the bottle 2 to 3 times. Dispense the essence into your palm. Pat into skin until fully absorbed. Follow with serum and moisturizer. Makes perfect sense. It's got hyaluronic acid. It's got Padina pavonica and sea spring water, which is, you know, fancy water. Your hyaluronic acid is what you're doing here. This is basically the Elemis hyaluronic acid essence, and nothing to dislike about it. If you're in the market for an essence and you are an Elemis fan, you will not be upset or disappointed with this product. I am really keen. It's dropped into my routine like a charm. The second product is the Pro Collagen Renewal Serum. Now, at first I'm like, ooh, a new Elemis serum. Always excited to see serums from Elemis, or always excited to see them step up their actives game and their serum game. But this one is a retinol alternative facial concentrate, it says. So this is where I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is for me, because I am a retinol person. So I already use retinol. Right now I'm using a prescription retinol. So this would be a step backwards for my skin. So I haven't tried this. So I am literally reporting the new news. I am literally reporting the new news, she says. Reporting the new news. I am on the fence as to whether or not we should be investing a lot of money in retinol alternatives if you want retinol results. This product does not claim to give retinol results. It claims to give retinol-like results, which will improve the look of lines, clarity, firmness, sun damage, and visible pores. All, I'm sure, absolutely possible with the ingredients. It is a combination of stevia extract. I like stevia in my... I don't actually, I was going to say my tea, I don't, but I understand what it is. And with, I'm going to try and say this, settle yourself in, don't take a drink of tea, don't, because you'll spit it out. Galactomananus, which is not the new villain from Marvel, it is from Alfalfa. So it's a combination of stevia extracts with galactomananus from Alfalfa, which have retinol-like benefits. I just don't know if we have seen a product or an ingredient that claims to have retinol-like benefits that have had retinol enough-like benefits for me. Like, everyone went wild for bakuchiol, however we're saying that, for a minute. And then it was like, oh, it's actually quite irritating to the skin and doesn't really do what retinol does. If you want retinol the benefits of a retinol, you need to use retinol. It is the only ingredient that is proven and tested and FDA cleared to achieve retinol-like results, because it's retinol. And I know for some people it's too much, and I know for some people it's too irritating, and for those people they should absolutely look at these alternatives. I am a retinol person, and I have been using retinol in its various forms, from prescription products through the Kate Somerville retinol I really love, but I've been using a variety of actual Retin-A retinol products, retinoids, for more than 10 years now. So for me, going back to something like this is not going to deliver the results that I have seen from a retinol. So that to me is my only point here. If you are someone who wants an alternative that isn't a prescriptive retinol, isn't a retinoid, because you find Retin-A or retinol, retinoids, too damaging to your skin, and you love Elemis, this could be an option for you. It's not going to be an option for me, because I need my prescription. But I am going to keep using my Procollagen Marine Cream over my retinol when it's had its minute to sink in, because my skin loves the combination of the two. The Procollagen Marine Cream is like my favorite moisturizer to use when I'm using a retinol, because my skin loves it, and it soothes it from any potential discomfort or irritation. So, you know, this is out there. This is up for people to try. Obviously, their testing results are great, because otherwise they wouldn't have published them. That's like literally how testing results work. So they're saying people loved it that tried it. If you have loved it and tried it, let us know. I would love to know that. I would love that information. Moving on. Next up, we have our interview with Shante Lundy of Black Girl Sunscreen. Cannot say enough good things about this product. Cannot say enough good things about Shante. She's a real inspiration as just like a hardworking founder who saw a gap in the market for something she wanted and she needed, and made it work for everyone else who needed it too, which is quite frankly a gift. She gave you all a gift, because Black Girl Sunscreen is fantastic. I use it all the time. I'm using it right now. It's one of my absolute favorite everyday facial sunscreens to use. And I was excited to chat to her. I will say, before we started recording, I got really deep into the Britney documentary. I just watched the Britney documentary, and I got really over involved in it. And I think Shante was a bit worried about me, but God bless her for being so very kind and professional. But I am keeping an eye on Britney, making sure she's okay. And as I said to Shante, if we need to, we can always drive over and get her, because she's close. We can always help her out. We can throw a sandwich over the wall, because that sandwich she made for herself on Instagram the other day was not enough of a sandwich for a growing girl. So that's all I'm going to say. And now I'm going to leave you with my chat with Shante, coming up right after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello. Hi. I'm very excited to be chatting to you today. Anyone outside of my house, because we're all still in lockdown, right? But this is very exciting, because you are a brand founder of a brand that I love and that I use all of the time. Yes. And despite the fact your brand is called Black Girl Sunscreen, and I am clearly the whitest lady that might have ever lived, it's an incredible product. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But for people who don't know you, can you introduce yourself to the Full Coverage audience?
Yeah, my name is Shante Lundy, and I am the creator and founder of Black Girl Sunscreen, a revolutionary sunscreen made for women of color that has eliminated the white residue, and that's why you know, the Black and Brown community hasn't worn sunscreen for years, while incorporating all the good ingredients, such as avocado, jojoba, cacao, things that are helpful, you know, for anti-aging and preserving our youth. At the same time, like I said, just really honing in on the reasons why, you know, our community has been ignored. So I've been doing this work since 2016. And with anything, you have to nurture it. It's kind of like a crawl, walk, run theory, right? Mm-hmm. Where you do everything that you can to get it going and to get it started. And you grow it, you nurture it. And there are things that happen along the way that that you are proud of or that you would do differently. And here we are, you know, 5 years later with two national retailers as partners, three SKUs, and a team of, let's call it 10.
That's amazing. So talk to us about that initial moment. Like, obviously, you saw a need for this product. How do you go from seeing the need and wanting to honor that to creating the product and starting a business?
Seeing the need was really me being a woman of the sun. So I am originally from upstate New York, by the way of South Florida, and most recently residing in Los Angeles. And Shante loves to travel. Shante loves to be in the sun. Shante just loves fresh air, and having a diverse group of friends constantly encouraging me to wear sunscreen, a product that just didn't work for my complexion. I said to myself one day, okay, well, I'm sure that they're encouraging me to wear sunscreen for, you know, good reasons. Let me see what I can find. Let me see what I can find that will be conducive to my complexion and not leave my hand sticky, not leave me feeling like not good and uncomfortable. So I jumped onto Google to search for keywords like, I don't know, sunscreen for ethnic skin, sunscreen for dark skin, sunscreen for Black girls, sunscreen for brown girls, and came up extremely, extremely just shorthanded and underwhelmed. And that's when I thought, like, hey, like, clearly, I didn't know if there was a need, but if I'm looking for it, I can't be the only one that's looking for this. Can I do something about it? And when I felt like I could do something about it, I did something about it.
That's amazing. What was your background before this business?
I was in corporate America.
Someone has to be. Like, that's still good.
I mean, it wasn't like anything, you know, crazy. It wasn't, you know, most people think I'm coming from like a chemistry background. And even like not, or a beauty background. And that's just not the case. I come from a background of really understanding the business world, understanding, you know, customers, understanding the marketplace, understanding people. And that's really the skill set that I'm bringing to Black Girl Sunscreen. Right. So first and foremost, yes, it's sun safety, talking about, you know, the benefits of protecting your skin. But when you talk about building a business, it's so much more than just the product.
No, that makes perfect sense. And we love to hear that. I mean, we had so much positive feedback from listeners who, you know, not everyone comes from a beauty background. Not everyone knows when they're straight out of college or straight out of school what they want to do. And you know, we recently spoke to Anne McFerrin of Glamnetic, and she came from a science and art background and now is like running a lash and cosmetics business. And it's like, you know, it's really inspiring, I think, to see that someone came from one place and took that skill and put it in another place, especially when they came up with such a great product. So talk to me about the product in particular. As I say, like, I use it because I hate to have sticky feeling sunscreen. I don't like to have flashback if I wear makeup. I mean, I know it wasn't designed with me in mind, but it's just a really brilliant product that everyone can and probably should use.
So here's the thing. When we talk about design, right, like, I'm a Black woman that can identify with my peers, with other Black women, right? So it's not like excluding anyone. It's just talking to a particular demographic, right? Because we haven't been spoken to before in this space. You have not seen prior to 2016, any, I would say, dark skin or even multiracial, biracial person frolicking on the beach for a sunscreen ad is just not what you saw, right? It was always a fair-skinned individual basking in the sun. So, you know, when we say like, oh, the product isn't for me, I would say that sunscreen, the matching of sunscreen is a universal problem because no one is the color of toothpaste. Not many people, right?
No.
Might find a couple, but in reality, this is a universal problem that, you know, so many people have faced. And it's because if you're looking at it from the standpoint of it just working, then I guess you don't care because you're like, hey, I'm going to go on this and I don't want to burn. It doesn't matter what this product has me looking like or not. Whereas we're coming from a standpoint of, wait, hey, we're, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 shades darker than you. We can't have a white cast on us because that's just not a cosmetic problem. Product is supposed to make you feel good and look good, right?
Yeah.
So that's the background really behind it. You know, but when we actually get to the product itself, our hero SKU is Black Girl Century SPF 30. That's been the hit. And that's what, you know, we made our debut with. And an SPF 30 is more than sufficient for sun protection. It's broad spectrum, meaning it protects against both rays, A and B. And then it has the normal things like being water resistant. So you can go in water, you know, and it's still in your skin. We've eliminated the toxic ingredients, especially the ones that are not environmentally friendly. And that was Black Girl Sunscreen being progressive at the time. You know, we got a lot of resistance from manufacturers and chemists on eliminating certain things because, you know, their response was, hey, this is not industry standard. And our response was like, hey, like, we're not the standard, right? So by no means are we going to do anything the same. So with the incorporation of, you know, taking out bad and putting in good, and then speaking to the Black and Brown community, it's been very good to us. Because starting with one SKU is, I would say, it's not hard, but retailers don't necessarily say, okay, this is a brand that we want to have in our store because it's only one product to select from. There's no other option, right? But Black Girl Sunscreen has gone from one SKU to serving as inspiration and motivation for an entire community.
We just talk about representation being so important, and we're seeing that more and more. Thankfully, I hope that's changing. I feel like it is changing in beauty. You see it because, like, this is the thing. We need to all be able to see ourselves everywhere. Like, there shouldn't be certain areas that are dedicated to certain kinds of people. That's wrong. And it's really important that we change that. And, like, thank goodness that you are out here doing it. It reminds me so much of Fenty, when Fenty launched with makeup and suddenly people thought, oh, actually, this is a real issue. And it had been an issue before. It's like Rihanna put a name on it and said, I'm going to help change things. And it's just really important that we all know and recognize these problems are out there. Because like you say, sun safety in particular, it's not only just cosmetic, it's like your health, it's your actual safety and taking care of yourself. So it's so important. Talk to me about the other SKUs. Talk to me about how the brand is growing.
Yeah. So what we like to say is Black Girl Sunscreen had a baby, and we call her BGS, or him, BGS Kids. The packaging is yellow and blue, and it's for kids. It's a higher SPF, coming in at a 50, water resistant, hyperallergenic. And, you know, our logic there was let's expand on our demographic, because when it comes to kids, that's where education really, really, really matters, right? Because it's extremely hard to change the behaviors of adults. And that's why, like, I think the community of 55 plus isn't really marketed to, because they're just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm going to coupon, or no, I'm going to do this, and this is just my routine, right? So with kids, we can still mold them, right? And incorporate, you know, sunscreen into the vocabulary, into whatever routine they have. And we don't necessarily have a color on BGS Kids because, you know, moms may have adopted kids, multiracial kids, you know, So we are excited about, you know, the SPF 50 SKU and excited on expanding on that SKU. You know, what we're learning is that the application of lotion doesn't work for everyone. Maybe it's a spray, maybe it's a roll-on, whatever is easiest for that person, right? And that's what's coming along with the kids SKU. Most recently, we launched Make It Matte, and that's super exciting because that's a mattifying face sunscreen. And it's completely opposite of the OG Black Girl sunscreen because it's gel consistency. It actually comes out sheer and goes on sheer, whereas the original formula comes out white but goes on sheer. And then it's primarily for the face, right? It comes in, you know, a smaller package with less product, and it's something that you just kind of slide in your purse. BGS 30 can be slid in your purse too, but it's for the face and body, and it really just depends on how you want to use it. But we are talking about Make It Matte being solely for the face.
I think that's one of the hardest things with sunscreen, right? Is like, we all know that to make it work, you have to keep reapplying it. But no one wants to reapply it over their makeup and make their makeup gloopy and shiny and ruin it. So thank you for this precious gift that we can still have matte skin that is protected.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, I think with certain products, it's like you don't want it to disrupt whatever you have going on. So just give me something that it just looks like I have nothing on my skin, but I know that I'm protected.
So going forward, do you see yourself staying in the sunscreen arena? Are you going to grow outside of that? What exciting things are coming up?
Yeah, I mean, so the goal is for Black Girl Sunscreen to be a global brand. And in order to do that, we need to have a comprehensive product line to address all skin types and complexions. And there's so much that is happening behind the scenes. And what I will say is that being in the sun care space is, it takes time to develop products. It's time to test. You know, we could get a sample, but send it back 25 times because we want it to be perfect. We're committed to excellence. So going from, you know, fragrance to non-fragrance, consistency, is it running? Is it like all of these different things, you know, making sure that if it's not going to be loved, we don't want to put it out.
So have you always been a beauty girl? Do you go back? Were you a beauty girl when you were a kid? Did you love makeup and beauty and skincare growing up?
I think my skincare versus like makeup is two different things. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
You know, I've always tried to do my makeup like as a teenager because I would see my mom and my grandmother wear like deep reds and reds. So I would try it on my skin complexion, but I wasn't really that confident to wear a red lipstick. You know, during my day, white eyeliner was cool.
Nice.
White eyeliner, some mascara. And I never even wore foundation in my teenage years, but my classmates did, and I actually went to a predominantly white school. So it was really interesting to see how some girls were developing with makeup and playing with makeup because, I mean, you could literally see necks being, you know, a different color than the honest.
My favorite thing about that story is it's universal, like for like all over the world, wherever you go, there was a teenager that had an orange face.
Yeah.
Like it's just the law.
Or a little bit darker, right? Or
yeah.
Whatever. They just didn't match it completely. And that's really what like how I was exposed to makeup by seeing other, you know, teenage girls play with it. And it was always like a foundation that they were just super excited about. And it was just like the foundation was like I could go to the CVS and not find one that is even remotely close to my complexion. And this was, you know, 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a long time ago.
It's crazy.
So super, but so that was my experience with makeup, not really knowing how to do it and how to play with it, just kind of mimicking the women around me that didn't really have much exposure experience with makeup. And then for skincare, the first time I went to a dermatologist was at the age of like 25. And that's because I had benefits at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to pay, you know, the full fee to go see the dermatologist and have my skin examined. And once I did, it was a game changer because, you know, they talk to you about just, you know, skin safety and hey, you have whiteheads, let's get this all out, let's clear it all up, and here's a cleanser that will work well for your skin, as opposed to buying whatever cleanser from the store, right? Mm-hmm. So I was put on to a cleanser that sadly is discontinued, but I was exposed to just a really good skincare regimen from the dermatologist. So wash your face with this and then moisturize. And it was just as simple as that. It was a two-step moisturizer. But as I continue on my journey, my skincare regimen, I wouldn't say is like 12 steps, but it's also not two steps, right? But I'm also really careful on what I'm putting on my face. And it's so hard to get, it's so easy to get distracted in the world of beauty because people are and companies are dropping new products all the time. And it's so appealing. You're just like, oh, the packaging is so cute. You know, it, they say it does this. I have this problem and I want to try it. And you try it and it just doesn't work. Or you become obsessed. And for me, like, I was obsessed with tea tree last year. And I mean, when I tell you that, it broke my skin out bad because I was just smothering it all over my face. Real, real shiny. And yeah. Yeah, and I had to stop because I'm just like, okay, you're being obsessive with it, Jonte. So that's just my story with skin. I'm very aware, and it's important to me. So, you know, it's not just about the products that I use, but it's about my daily habits. So I don't do fast food. I mean, my fast food is probably like a Chipotle, but it's not, and this is no judgment, right? It's just me being aware of how food can affect your skin.
Yeah.
Right? So just eliminating grease. I've also eliminated all dark liquids, except for iced tea. So anything like caffeinated, like a soda, there's a myth in my mind that it could give you a pimple. I also think chocolate gives you pimples. I'm not even kidding you.
I mean, for some people, I'm sure it does, you know, like everyone's skin reacts in different ways to different stuff.
So I literally ate 12 chocolate covered strawberries on Valentine's Day. The big fat ones from like
Diamond. Nice. I know them very, very well.
And Monday morning, I have a little pimple and I'm like, yeah, that's because you ate all that chocolate, Shante. Like you were being a glutton. This is what you get. So these are things that I legit stay away from, right? So it's a quarter of my eating habit. It's a quarter of genetics, right? Like I can't ignore that. It's a quarter of the products. And then I would say the last 25% is the energies that I have around me. So I know who's going to cause pressure in my life. And then I limit that exposure. And I can't talk to this person first thing in the morning. And maybe it's probably best just to email. Right?
That's so smart. Yeah.
Like you ever be in a bad relationship and your face is breaking out, or a bad job and you just feel stressed and you're losing your hair, or, you know, biting your nails. And sometimes that comes out through your skin. So I'm just very aware of how my environment affects my body.
I think that's so smart. And we don't talk about that enough, how environmental factors, because when we say environmental factors, people immediately start thinking about the air and the skin and pollution. And obviously stuff like that is important, but the stresses that other people and that situations put on us, like, definitely comes out in our bodies. It's mm-hmm. like, and that is very often something you can do about, like, maybe we don't go on Twitter before 10 a.m. Like, maybe we don't go on Twitter at all. But maybe we just, like, try and avoid things that we know will cause us stress where we can. It's such a big deal. Right. It's so important. So what are the products that you are loving right now? I'm going to have to ask about your eyelashes because they look incredible. but, like, what products is it that really make you happy?
I probably won't name drop. So products that I absolutely love in terms of skincare. Are my cleanser. It's just a very light cleanser, fresh cleanser that I enjoy. I would say on the pricey side, but I get it. I would say I'm loving Make It Matte. You know, for me, I could definitely come out. I don't have any makeup on today.
Wow, your skin looks sunscreen. Great.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not that girl that doesn't necessarily have to put on anything on my face and kind of just leave the house. So I'm loving my sunscreen options, of course, right? I'm also loving fragrance.
Ooh, nice.
Smell good, because and I have a few that are in rotation depending on my mood. I might not be dressed up because that's kind of like gotten out of the window, but let me smell a little differently today.
Do you like a home fragrance? Do you like candles and that kind of stuff too?
Every single day. I mean, even here in our headquarters. And then I wanted to say my last thing was my glasses. So I probably have about like 6 pair of glasses. So my glasses are really thick because my eyesight is poor.
Me too. We can bond over being completely dependent on glasses. I'm wearing my lenses right now, but
yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, my prescription is -5/25.
I'm -9. I'm so short-sighted. It's so upsetting. Yeah, I know. And that's what my glasses choices are very limited. So I love my glasses so much because I have to do the big acrylic frames.
Yeah, but, because with a wireframe, your lenses would be out to here.
They would just pop out. They would just fall out. But it makes me so happy when I find fellow glasses wearers.
Well, I mean, I think if so I get upset when I go to the optometrist because, you know, when you hear 5, like, that's legally blind. You can't operate a vehicle. I mean, in the morning, you have to go for your glasses. Like, it's the first thing that you do. So for me, I have started to accumulate just different pairs of glasses, and it's become kind of like my pieces. Like, oh, what glasses am I going to have on today? Because I'm choosing not to wear my lenses if I'm looking at the computer screen all day.
Yeah, and so much better.
It's interesting because I've evolved. So when I've been wearing glasses since the 4th grade. And listen, contacts were the hottest things in high school. And I got my first pair of contacts in 11th grade. And because I was wearing boat bottles, I was embarrassed to wear my glasses. I was embarrassed because it was a reason for kids to pick on you. And finally, I got my lenses and I would never wear my glasses. But now it's been a complete 360. And all I want to do is wear my glasses. And I don't care if somebody's like, oh, she wears glasses. Like, so what? Like, I know when I dress up, this is how I look. So what does it matter? Like, if somebody recognizes beauty, they can see it behind glasses or behind whatever it is.
Yeah,
going on. Absolutely. Ugh,
isn't it wild? We have a very similar journey. It was the same. I got my glasses very, very young. And then I was 17, I think, when I got my first contact lenses. And it was like, oh my God, the whole world is open to me now. And it's weird because I think it was 50% the stuff I was actually doing to myself that I was convinced that that's how the world was if you wore glasses. And then obviously 50% of, kids just being horrible. Kids just being terrible. But now I love my glasses. And I even have pairs that aren't prescription that I wear if I'm wearing lenses like your glasses today, those really lovely metal frames. If I want to wear something like that, I have to do a non-prescription on top of my lenses, but I love to do it because it's like glasses are now, I mean, I hate to say the word cool because it's the worst, but I love that now glasses are an accessory that a part of your
isn't
look.
It crazy? It's like character, literally.
15 years trying to get out of them. And now I'm like, where are my glasses? I can't go out without my glasses.
I won't get glasses that I think are boring. No. I'm like, oh, the glasses are boring. They do nothing for my face. I don't want them.
I know. And now I'm like, because I'm wearing less and less makeup and I'm doing, you know, like we're all in lockdown. I'm doing less and less everything. But I'm like, when I wear my glasses, I feel like it gives my face some interest. It's almost like putting my makeup on. So it makes me happy. Yay for glasses. And yay for matte sunscreen with glasses, actually. That's a nice connect because I'm sick of getting sunscreen smudges on the bottom of my lenses.
Oh,
this was so much fun. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us and your wisdom. And I'm really excited to see what comes next for the brand. Congrats on the national retailers. That's really great news because this product needs to be in more people's hands. It's exciting that it will be.
Thank you so much. And that's really the goal, right? Is to be places where it's accessible to all that want to use it.
What an absolute champ. I mean, it really is a great product. I know we bang on about sunscreen a lot, but no one can bang on about sunscreen enough, quite frankly. It is so important, so important. And trying to get into the habit of using it every day and getting out of the mindset of saying like, oh, but it's going to clog up my skin, or oh, it's going to look ashy, or it's going to leave a white cast. There are so many great products on the market, this being one of them and my actual absolute favorite. I'm wearing it right now. I just put my foundation over the top of it and it looks like a dream, which actually brings us nicely on to today's highlight of the week. Sorry, I didn't count you in, but you know, we all live to live with disappointments, don't we? Sorry, I'm being a monster today. My highlight of the week. I cannot believe it has taken me this long to try this product. Now, I know Harry has talked about this before on this podcast. It may have even been a highlight of hers. You will know that even better than I will because you're all much cleverer than I am. I got a bit carried away with the Sephora sale. Full disclosure, got really carried away with the Sephora VIB sale and got to the last day of the sale and was like, oh, I've got 20%. What can I use? What can I use? What can I buy? What can I buy? And bought all kinds of things I did not need. And I will be returning a great deal of it because I am a monster who has to learn to live on this planet in the real world. But what I will not be returning are two foundations that I bought on a whim at the last moment. I was like, oh, I should just get them while they're 20% off. I should get them and test them. And if I hate them, I'll return them. Can't return them because I love them. And you can't return love. That's a fact, people. You can't send love back. I am talking about the Dior Forever foundations, both of them, because I am an actual monster. I ordered the Skin Glow and the Matte in shade 0 Neutral, which is the shade I wear in the Dior Forever Skin Corrector Concealer. And I was like, I really hope it works because that concealer is like just the right color for me. So I don't know if 0 Neutral is going to be light enough for my whole face or maybe it'll like oxidize or ugh, what's going to happen? You guys, these foundations, you guys. I could literally sit here and wax lyrical about these foundations for like an hour. Like if I had to do a filibuster on the Senate floor, American listeners and people who are engaged in American politics who for whatever reason hate themselves and do that, I could filibuster on these foundations. They're so good. Shade 0 Neutral is the exact match for my skin. The exact match. It is the easiest foundation I have used in years. Like 1.5 pumps does my whole face with a flat topped softish buffing brush. I've tried it with fingers, I've tried it with sponges, I've tried it with a variety of brushes. It works with everything, but my favorite way to apply foundation is with a relatively soft flat topped brush because I feel like that moves stuff around quickly and softly and smoothly without upsetting my skin at all. And this just sweeps across the skin and covers perfectly. Like it's a medium to full coverage. You can build it up, but I find with just one, like I say, 1.5 pumps for my whole face is more than enough. It's absolutely beautiful. It looks like skin, but it just looks like the best skin you've ever had in your entire life. The glow version, obviously, as the clue is in the name, it's glowy. It's more radiant, it's more dewy. And the matte is matte, but it's not a flat matte. It's not like a chalky, aggressive matte. It's very forgiving. I've been using that a lot for Zoom calls, especially when I'm, like I say, I've been wearing the sun is out in LA and I try and wear sunscreen every day if I'm going outside. If I'm just in the house, I'm probably not putting it on. But if I'm going outside and wearing sunscreen and that can make me a little bit more glowy, let's say. So I've been using the matte foundation on top of that and it counteracts any potential glowiness gorgeously, but without being flat, flat, cakey matte. I cannot recommend these enough. I remember Harry testing them and saying to me, oh, I know it's like going to be really unpopular, but I love both. And I love to combine both and then you get a perfect level of glow. And what I have done a couple of times is use the glow foundation on my cheeks and my forehead and then use the matte down the center of my face, which really is just like working too hard. You don't need to do that, but it's just perfect to the point where I'm going to say something now. And I don't mean it in that I'm going to do it because like, come on, you've met me. But if I had to throw away all of my foundations and live only with these two, I could do it. I could do it. I'm serious. They're very similar to me to the La Mer foundation, the soft fluid foundation, which is what I was gonna buy. And for the price of one bottle of that, I got both bottles of this. So thank you for that. So twice the amount of product. For basically the same amount of money. Less, actually. Oh my god, less. For less. It's very similar to me to the La Mer Soft Fluid. On the lower end of the spectrum, the Revlon Color Stay foundations that I've talked a lot about a lot lately are sort of similar, but this is just a much more elevated, elegant formula. It's just beautiful. I realize I've been talking about them for like hours, but if they have a shade in your skin, in your tone, I just can't recommend these enough. It's the first thing in a really long time that I've felt like intensely passionate about, and I always love my highlight of the week, and it's always hard for me to choose something, but intensely passionate. I cannot stress enough to you, intensely passionate. I'm going to stop there because otherwise, like, I'm going to have to propose, and I'm already married, so that's really awkward. But Dior Forever Skin Glow Foundation and Dior Forever Matte Foundation, gorgeous, love them. Could not be happy with my highlight of the week. Now, moving on, as I mentioned, I said I would say, at the start of the episode, I told you I would say when Harry will be back. And what we're going to do is, actually, I'm seeing her tonight, so I don't know about you, but I'm seeing her tonight, which is delightful, because she lives around the corner now, so we're going to have a drink in the garden, socially distanced. It's going to be amazing. But we're going to go on a brief pod hiatus. So there'll be no new episode for the next few weeks, but we are going to throw out some old interviews and some in case you missed it moments, because we've got quite the back catalogue and a grand old number of guests that I know some of our new listeners will not have heard. So I really want to reshare some of those moments with you guys and also kind of listen to them again myself, because I'm a narcissist. So we're going to be on a brief hiatus, and then when we come back, Harry will be with us, and pod might look a little different. We might look a little different. I don't know. Probably not, realistically. But yeah, we'll be back soon, and we cannot wait to get underway. I miss my difficult eyes. I miss my chats. So that will be happening soon. Thank you so much to everyone who supports us, everyone who supports us on Le Patreon, patreon.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Anything that you have chosen to send our way, whether it's a dollar or a smile, like whichever it is, we honestly appreciate you so much. Couldn't make the pod without your help. You help us literally keep the lights on, but also keep our equipment in check and make sure everything is working. So thank you so much for your Patreon support. We just couldn't appreciate it more. We love everyone who's left us Apple Podcast reviews. That has been incredible. We love everybody in the Facebook group. I'm going to call out Jessica again. I'm going to call you out again, Jessica, for being amazing. Jump over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click the top pinned post and join our beauty group, our beauty chat group. Jessica and everyone else is amazing. But Jess is there putting up challenges, giving everyone motivation and inspiration for a different look every day. It's gorgeous. It's perfect. And please follow her on Instagram as well, because her makeup is stunning. Stunning. Your eye looks, ugh. I was just like, it's like flowers have exploded on your face and made you even more beautiful. I cannot bear it. Anyway, go do that. And I will see you there. Because even if we don't have new episodes over the next couple of weeks, I will be in the pod group chatting away with you. Probably just avoiding doing my other job, to be honest. But still, like, that's fine, isn't it? Anyway, that's enough from me. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you to Shantae for joining us also. Check out Black Girl Sunscreen. It's fantastic. And I'll see you all again soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.